Great response in the second half, and I suppose more importantly, even a great response from a below par performance against Monaghan.
That was best basically it. You know, we talked about last week, this week, and next week. Last week just wasn't good enough, and as I said to you last week, it was a 4-point hammering. Monaghan really just took us to pieces, and the scoreboard didn't show it. So if we didn't improve and didn't learn, then we had no next week. You know, the boys have enjoyed it. You know, they're really buying into it. But just after 5 weeks or five games, I suppose, in a row, it got a wee bit flat. We looked at ourselves too as a coaching thing. You know, we shook up the warm-up, we shook up the training during the week. We got a bit of a response today, but at half-time we were still sort of there. We missed a couple of chances in the first half and maybe could extend it, but then they did the same. So, but second half now we definitely come out and showed, so it's closer to where we would need to be to be pushing on this competition.
Well, the down goalkeeper pulled off three brilliant saves in the first half.
Fantastic. And you know, we can be critical and say the boys should have tapped us over. I think our first point from play was 29 minutes into the first half. So really, you know, listen, again, I keep going back, young lads and all of that, but when the goal's there, they went for it. But it's fair play to them, I say they were very good, they were very tight and hard to break through. Their big 15 caught us. We had 11 and 13 well marshalled, and say big number 15 kicked 3 or 4 points in the first half, and we were all watching the other two. And then I suppose he was the first mouse, second mouse, third mouse, you know, he snuck in, and we got to him in the second half, and like I think it was kicked 1-8, 1-9 maybe in the second half compared to 6 and 1 from play in the first half. So no, it was good, plenty of drive. Big McLean gives a good outlet.
Well, I was just going to say that maybe you don't like singling out players at this level, but Michael McLean, he was a driving force.
He was, and he has it in him, and he just, you know, he comes across maybe because of his height and his size, that maybe, you know, a bit laid back. But no, when he gets going, he's very hard to stop. You know, he's a big unit. We just didn't have, we had it in the first half, we just didn't have the boys coming off him. You know, we turned over a couple of balls. Big Mulgrew had a ball, he had a ball. It's just getting the lads to get to them, you know, trying to get them to the man on the ball, I suppose, to run away. It was the league, and then it was in the first round of the championship, and really we had been winning and getting over the line, but some boys were honest with them and said, listen, to shuffle it about. And every day is a different challenge. Like, you play in Healy Park, it's a massive field. You play here, it's a tight wee field. So your ball players and your kickers aren't maybe going to get on the ball as much. It was more running power of the day. So Shea Brown and Shea Quinn come in, and for, listen, they gave a 35-40 minute shift. They gave us pace and width, and the starts, the down defence. So then we did, Big McLean could get down the middle. So we don't usually make as many changes, but it was last chance saloon, so we didn't try something where we're gone. You know, they're well known, their half forward line's well known, and they've been watching us from afar and from very near all year, and from very near again today. So, you know, we take that as a compliment. But we have 5 weeks now to get out of exam season and get ready.